It's 4:05 Sunday, January 26, 2020. 1,102 days into the Trump administration, 282 days until the re-election of Donald Trump. Virginia rally is a big fail for the media. Big winner for the United States. The lying Democrats failed to capture the attention of the Americans with the ongoing impeachment hoax. And sadly, Kobe Bryant and four others are tragically killed in a helicopter crash. All this and much, much more next on the best hour in radio, the Article 5 Hour. And now, from the Uptown Phoenix studios of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, it's live radio without a net. Welcome to the Article 5 Hour. I'm J.D. Smalis, your host. Thanks for joining us this afternoon for fact-based adult political commentary. There's a lot of things that I want to say to you folks this Sunday afternoon, but I'm going to start with remembering when I was a child, way back in Maple Valley, Washington. I think I was about 8 years old, maybe nine. And I remember thinking to myself how blessed and how fortunate I was to be born in these great United States of America. And no one forced me to think that way. No one propagandized me to think that way, but I had already gathered enough information at the age of nine or eight to know how blessed and how thankful I was to Almighty God that I was born in the United States of America rather than some other godforsaken place on this blue ball. So, I guess because of that, I'm very, very offended at some of these Facebook ass clowns I've been dealing with. These are people that some of them have served in the United States military, and therefore they think they have the right to say anything they want about our president without any facts behind them. And if you challenge them, the first thing they say is, well, what? How did you serve the country? Well, you ass clowns know who I'm talking about. You know who you are. And I'm going to tell you right now. My grandfather escaped the Bolsheviks and came over here and underage went to war, and he was part of the American Expeditionary Force, the Doughboys. That was my grandfather. And my father served in the United States Army in World War II, in France and England and Germany. In Germany is a military police officer riding an Indian motorcycle, which he informed me had a left-handed throttle so you could shoot your .45 with a right hand while you were riding it. So no, I haven't served. But I come from a line of people who are great patriots and who have served. But I'm going to tell you guys on Facebook something. That say, oh, you don't like the Democrats and you don't like the Republicans and you hate Trump. He's the worst of all. Let me tell you something. Donald J. Trump is the first president ever to show up at the March for Life and speak. Donald Trump stood up for the unborn, the voiceless, the defenseless. Donald Trump has done everything he's been able to do that he promised. The only reason he hasn't fulfilled every promise that he promised is because he has obstructionists that say they're patriots who are nothing but a bunch of ass clowns standing in his way of doing the people's will. And that goes for both sides of the aisle. So I'm not sitting here saying the Republicans are angels and the Democrats are devils. There, I know good Democrats, and I know some horrible Republicans. So this isn't a partisan thing. And those of you that know where I got them, I'm wearing my George Washington socks today. So I gotta tell you something. You phony maronies on Facebook that think you're so damn patriotic just because you served in the military. I'm gonna tell you something right now. You better check yourself when you start dissing people that truly care for this country. Now, you have the right to be wrong about what you're saying, but why don't you back what you say with some facts rather than twisting things around, just like your buddy Adam Schiff does. You're so hell-bent on getting rid of this president, you're so blinded by your hate for him, you can't see the truth right in front of your face. And I am so done with you clowns on Facebook that as soon as I get off the air, I am blocking you because I don't need my blood pressure up here. I really don't. But you guys are really full of it. And it's too bad. It's too bad that you can't see it. That's all I got to say about that. No witnesses will be called in the United States Senate. The reason no witnesses will be called in the United States Senate are twofold. One, they absolutely cannot afford to allow the Republicans to have any witnesses. Not only would half the Democrat witnesses be exculpatory to the president, but all of any of the witnesses the Republicans would call would not only be exculpatory to the president, but be so damaging to the Democrat machine that they can't allow it. That's reason number one. Reason number two. If they allow witnesses, then they can't cry foul that the Republicans weren't fair, which is what they absolutely want to do so they can keep this farce going even after it's all over with. And if they keep the House, you guys, if you stay in your couch and re-elect Democrats, guess what? They're going to impeach him again. So I would just say this. You must get rid of these people who have no regard for the truth. At what point in time is it okay to investigate somebody? Just because Joe Biden is running for president, you can't investigate him? Does that mean he can go out and rob a bank and you can't investigate him for that either because it might damage his campaign? It's a bunch of crap, and you know it, and I know it, and you know what else? My 9-year-old granddaughter came up to me and said, you know, there's a bunch of liars. They're lying about the president. I said, that's right, honey. How'd you figure it out? She said, it's obvious. So those of you that are so embroiled in this, you think that the president needs to be removed from office. Let me tell you something. You're blinded by your own hatred of the man. Even if you don't like his policies, Donald Trump has violated no law. In fact, he has been too subservient to this ridiculous policy we've adopted called judicial supremacy. You get some low-level district court judge put an injunction and a stay on the president's executive action. Point out to me in the Constitution where that's legal. It's not. And the president, one of his major mistakes in the 3 years he's been in office is to kowtow to these judges who are putting stays on his executive action. They have no constitutional authority to do any such thing. He should have went full on Andrew Jackson on him and said, okay, you've made your ruling, now enforce it. That's what the president should have done. That's what Barack Obama did. And every other president before him, I might add. But no, Trump has tried to win the favor of the judiciary. But he's winning in the long run because he's replacing these ass clowns, these absolute activists that call themselves judges. Obama mistakenly left many of these positions open, and Donald Trump is filling them with true advocates for the rule of law. So we may have a chance as a country here, you guys. Perhaps. You know, 10 years ago, Virginia was a solid Republican. Now, we've lost focus because of this rally, and we're going to get into this on the other side of the break. Six other tyrannical laws were totally passed and overshadowed by this Virginia thing, this failed attempt to paint gun owners as horrible people. We'll be back with this and much more, and Mr. Gary Byrne, our guest, on the Article 5 Hour right after this. Don't go anywhere. On the Article 5 Hour, I'm J.D. Smith, your host, and thank you for joining us this fine Sunday afternoon on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, the greatest radio station in these great southwestern United States, and far beyond, on Article5Hour.com, the Article 5 Hour YouTube channel. Please subscribe to that. Please also follow the Article 5 Hour page on Facebook. Also, my personal page, JONSMAYLIS on Facebook. Either way, you can see the broadcast live. You can comment. If you go to my personal page, I can see your comments in real time and possibly respond to them. So thank you all of you for reaching out to me and telling me how popular this radio program is. It's really quite amazing. And I want to thank you all for listening. Now, you know, I have to apologize for screaming and hollering on the air, but these phony people that call themselves patriots just because they serve the United States military, I'm telling you, that's just not a license to discount everything everybody says when we come up with factual and material evidence that this president is being railroaded by these phony Democrats. You cannot trust these people. They lie every time you open their mouth. You look at that wild-eyed psychopath, Adam Schiff, and you wonder how this guy ever got elected. And who is gullible enough to believe a word he says? What do you think, author of Crisis of Character, former Secret Service agent, and also former Air Marshal and United States Air Force veteran, Mr. Gary Byrne? How you doing, Gary?
Good, sir. How are you?
Now, I didn't mean to shout you down, but hopefully you're listening to some of that and you have taken notes and have some comments for us. What do you think about anything? Start wherever you want.
I have a political comment and I have an Indian motorcycle comment. My first political comment is they're not fake Democrats. Unfortunately, that's what Democrats are today. I'm sorry. They are the craziness, the AOC, the Adam Schiff, and the Nancy Pelosi's, that's who they really are today. The Democrat Party that from years ago is dead. They've killed it.
All right.
Did we lose you again? They are not. Yeah, they. No, I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
They are. Listen, they're not even partisan anymore. They're off their rockers. They can. This hoax of an impeachment. First of all, it's not even right to call it an impeachment because it didn't even start in the House Judiciary where it's supposed to start. Listen, I'm unfortunately a little bit of a subject matter expert on impeachment because I was involved in President Clinton's impeachment, as you well know. I had to, my case went all the way to the top of the Supreme Court, and eventually I was forced to testify against President Clinton in his impeachment scandal. This is not a real impeachment. This is the left attacking President Trump because they were dumb enough to put Hillary Clinton up as their candidate.
Yeah, and let's just visit your experience for just one little quick second. The reason it was such a, they put you in a horrible position because the branch of government that you work for, and your ultimate boss, William Jefferson Clinton, you were forced to testify against him, and of course you were reticent to do such a thing for obvious reasons.
Right.
Now, and this gets to the heart of a thing we call executive privilege, does it not?
Yeah, it does.
All right, so let me just say this about that.
Yeah.
Donald Trump allowed everyone who wanted to in the Mueller investigation to testify or talk to the Mueller investigators, and he turned over 1 million documents, everything and then some that was requested.
Right.
So when they started this new farce to cover up their own corruption in Ukraine, he said, you know, enough's enough. You're going to have to go through the court system if you want any more information. I'm claiming executive privilege. Well, these idiots that have been going back and forth with me on Facebook who claim they're libertarians or whatever are saying that, well, obviously Trump obstructed Congress because he didn't turn over any witnesses or any information on this Ukraine thing. Well, the fact of the matter is, the way our system works, it's on the Democrats. After the subpoena, if they can't get an answer to the subpoena, to sue the president for the information. Am I not correct, sir?
You are 100% right. That's exactly how it works. And in our case, the Secret Service was trying to invent this protective function privilege, kind of like a spousal privilege, where we couldn't be forced to testify. And it, eventually it failed. But listen, the Clintons did everything they could to obstruct that impeachment hearing because they knew flat out that the president was guilty, and then eventually the DNA in Evans came forward and he had to admit that he had lied.
Yeah, and he was guilty of 11, count them, 11 felonies.
Oh, absolutely.
Show me anything that Donald Trump is guilty of breaking where he broke one. He wasn't a jaywalker, for crying out loud, and they're trying to impeach him.
No. Yeah, the only thing he's ever done wrong was he beat Hillary Clinton. That's it. And he's exposing the swamp, their corruption. How is it, you know, these people that
Oh, he did something else wrong, Gary. He did something else wrong.
What's that?
He's crass.
What's that? Listen, that's why he's in office, because people like you and I and a lot of other people are fed up with being told what we want to hear. And then they get in the office and they're, you can't tell the difference between a Republican and a Democrat. This guy is doing what he said he was going to do. He doesn't care about anybody's feelings and he is moving forward. And I'm grateful for it. I really am.
Let me just go back to something you said earlier about the Democrats. That's what they really are. Well, let me just throw this on there. That's what they've always been. The difference between the old school Democrat and the new school Democrat is the old school Democrat put the mask on. They were hiding who they are and couching it in, well, if you listen to a Barack Obama, for instance, when he's running for office the first time, he sounded like a conservative.
Right.
Cause they lie about everything they really want to do to get you to vote for him. And then when they get in power, a la Joy Behar, don't tell them you're going to take the guns before you get elected. Wait till after you're elected and take the guns. That's how they used to be, the Democrats, okay? But now we got this new breed of Democrat that's absolutely psychopathic on their face, and they've taken the mask off, and they say, here's who we are. We run the Bernie campaign, and we want gulags. That's who these people are. That's who they've always been, by the way. What do you say?
I agree. One of the things, along the same line you were just discussing was, you know, during the Clinton years, they came up with this thing. It was actually invented by a Republican named Dick Morris. He taught Bill and Hillary Clinton something called triangulation. And it's kind of along the same lines what you're talking about. You tell the west part of the country what they want to hear. You tell the west coast what they want to hear. And then you fly out to the east coast and you tell them what they want to hear. And it may be completely contradictory what you said the day before. And then you go to the middle of the country and you tell them what they want to hear. And what does the middle of the country want to hear? They want to hear stuff about farmer subsidies and things that will help them. And the East Coast of the United States, the Northeast, wants to hear about banking regulation and how you're going to help them. These people have been doing it for years. And the truth is, they can't produce. They just tell you whatever you want to hear. This is, again, one of the reasons President Trump won, because people are tired of that crap.
We're talking with Mr. Gary Byrne, author of Crisis of Character, about his days as a uniformed division Secret Service officer in the Clinton White House, and also the author of Secrets of the Secret Service, and also a United States Air Force veteran and a United States Air Marshal and a commentator and a frequent guest of the Article 5 Hour and friend of the show. I feel like you're a brother of mine. You've been on the show so often. Thank you so much for giving up your afternoon for talking to us
here. Oh, no problem. I'm glad to do it. I think this is probably the seventh or probably ninth time I've been on. I appreciate it. Great.
Well, yeah, and you always we value your commentary, Gary, because you were in the belly of the beast. You probably know even Dan Bongino, I would imagine. Do you know Dan?
I do. I knew him a little bit when we were in the Secret Service. He came in a few years after me, and right before I transferred over to the Air Marshals, he was out at the training center. And as a matter of fact, he was at that time he was revamping. He talked them into letting him revamp our defensive measures, the Secret Service's fighting skills at the time. And they incorporated some, more modern jujitsu and that kind of stuff into it. And then after I left and I wrote the book, and then years later retired and I wrote the book, the first book, I did a couple radio shows with him. We reached out to each other a couple times. He's a very nice guy. I like him a lot.
He's rock solid, and I'm glad to hear that he didn't ostracize you for what you were forced to do, and then writing the book about it, because your story needed to be told, and I'm so glad that you were able to do it. And I gotta tell you, Bongino, he's hard to get a hold of, or we'd have him on too, right alongside of you, but he's a busy guy. Really busy, and he's hard to get a hold of, but he's been doing some great work in exposing these scoundrels. And, so we're gonna get right back with more of your commentary after the news and the sad news of, Kobe Bryant passing away and along with the other four people. We'll be right back on the Article 5 Hour with Mr. Gary Byrne. Don't you go anywhere.
You heard it all before, but I'm gonna say it again. Time is running out. The means justifies the end. Everybody knows you gotta make your stand.
Gotta make your stand.
I'm going for the throat, 'cause I wanna be your man. You didn't see me coming. I was riding to pay a whore. There was too much thunder and lightning. The revolution is right on course.
And the revolution is right on course, and they think they're winning it. But that's the wrong people that are revolting. This is a struggle of good and evil, folks. It really, really is. I cannot overemphasize the fact that the spiritually dead, lying sacks of crap on the left want to subjugate you to the New World Order. Now, I know that I don't mean to go all Alex Jones on you, but let me tell you something about Alex. He might be hard to listen to, but he's been about 80% right for the past 20 years about everything he's claimed about the New World Order. And prepare yourselves for another load of crap's going to be unleashed on the truth-telling InfoWars machine in the coming days. They're launching a brand new attack. And let me tell you something. If they can do this to our president, they can do this to a broadcaster like Alex Jones, think of what they can do to an individual that has no power to fight back, i.e. you and I. We're back with Mr. Gary Byrne. What do you think about all that, Gary? And give us your commentary on what you think, what direction this next week's going to go in impeachment.
Well, the first thing that popped in my mind while you were talking is that's why the Second Amendment is so important. The Second Amendment is there so that the government can never take away your ability to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. That's why it's so important. And when you look at places where when people say sometimes, they'll never appeal the Second Amendment, or they won't do this, or they won't do that. And it's just a bunch of rhetoric. I'll tell you something. Anybody that's listening to us right now, if they can go into Washington D.C. in the District of Columbia and buy a legal firearm or find a shooting range that's not owned by the government, I'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because it doesn't exist. They regulated it out of existence.
Yeah.
The only thing you don't have to do to try to get a permit in the District of Columbia and somebody had to go to court for 10 years to make it legal after the Supreme Court said it was legal. The only thing you don't have to do is get your picture taken by the Hubble Space Telescope. It is ridiculous.
You know, and my point is this. Here's a guy who gave up a billionaire's lifestyle, globe-trotting lifestyle, to become president of the United States and be maligned on a daily basis, unduly maligned, I might add. And you know, he doesn't need this garbage. He's doing it because he is the right man at the right time, at the right fight. So, you know, all these clowns that are saying, and they claim to be on our side and believe the same things we believe, that's all a bunch of crap.
They don't.
They're just helping the Democrats, and they're hiding behind this thing. Well, I served and blah, blah, blah. You know what? I've had about a buttload of those guys. And like I said, just so I can keep my blood pressure in line, I'm blocking them after I get off the air because I can't take it anymore, man. I just can't take it.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, President Trump is, I mean, not only is he doing it, he's doing it because it's his character. It's the right thing to do. He knows he's a very, very, very wealthy businessman. He understands business, and he's known for years what's been going on. And he knows that somebody needs to drain the swamp, and somebody needs to stop this corruption and this ungodly, you know, push towards socialism. And he's the guy to do it. To people like us, we think he's probably under a lot of pressure and it's tough on him. But that is not really what I think reality is. I think what reality is he wakes up every morning and he gets up and looks in the mirror and says, who am I going to crush today? I just think that's the way he is.
Yeah.
That's why he built the businesses that he did. And I think that's who he really is.
If you listen to him 30 years ago, he was saying the exact same things that he's saying now, and only now that he's president of the United States, he's had a chance to implement the things he told Oprah Winfrey 30 years ago.
Exactly. And that's a very good example. And I always use this other example. I used this years ago. He was interviewed by somebody at the end of the interview. I forget who it was, but at the end of the interview, it might have been 2020. At the end of the interview, they interviewed the next wealthiest, a commercial builder in the New York, New Jersey area. This guy was Donald Trump's competition. And you know what the worst thing he could say about the Trump organization was? That they were so squeaky clean that it was hard to compete against them. that it was hard to compete against them, was hard to get dirt on them, it was hard to manipulate the system around them because everybody respected him so much.
Yeah, because every time he's actually made a business mistake, it was an honest mistake and he worked to correct it, and those times are few and far between because he always tried to do everything by the book. And if you don't like the book, then change the book, okay? There's a lot of people complained about the way he operated in Atlanta and all that stuff, but here's the thing.
Right.
He was within inside the law. You know, you don't like the law, change the law. as our sheriff here used to say, you know, Sheriff Arpaio used to say, don't shoot the messenger. The law is the law. We're going to enforce the law. You don't like the law, change the law.
Exactly. I agree 100%. And that's why when you hear these crazy members of Congress I still don't understand how the Democrats themselves aren't at the point of embarrassment with Adam Schiff. I'm sorry. Don't forget, this is what people need to understand. One of the first things he did when he started this part of the hoax was he got in front of the TV cameras in the House and read a fake narrative. He read a fake narrative that he made up, and then a short time after he read it, he admitted it was fake. Who does that? Where in history has that ever happened before?
It's a complete mockery
of the system.
Absolutely. Trey Gowdy commented on Maria Bartiromo this morning that he would take that and go line for line. Why'd you say this, Adam? And then read a line from his parody and then read the next line and say, why'd you say that? Because it's almost the exact opposite of what the conversation was. See, but you and I both know that the impeachment started before he was elected. As soon as he got the nomination, the impeachment started. So
they said it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it wouldn't matter what he did or he didn't do. They were going to impeach him no matter what. So, and like I said in the opening, my 9-year-old granddaughter came to me the other day and said, these Democrats are lying about the president. I said, well, how do you know that? She says, well, it's obvious. That's to a 9-year-old. Now, she's an exceptional 9-year-old, I got to say. But she's 9.
No, exactly. No, it's insane. And listen, here's what's going to happen. This hoax will keep going. They're not going to probably call any witnesses because they cannot not keep the Republicans from calling their witnesses, and their witness list will crush them. Their witness list is
half of the Democrat witness list, i.e. John Bolton. See, everybody in Fox News and everywhere else is convinced that if they call John Bolton, because Bolton was fired by Trump, that John Bolton will go up there and dump all over the president. Well, I hate to tell you this. John Bolton is a globalist hawk, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have his own brand of integrity, which means he is faithful to the United States of America and the government. So what he would do is go up there and say, I had my plenty of disagreements with Donald Trump, but he had every authority to do everything he did. That's what John Bolton will say.
No, absolutely. I agree.
And that will be devastating to the Democrats because he's considered a Democrat witness because he was fired by Trump. I cannot believe the level of binary thinking that is going on in the Democrat Party. They can't really be that. They can't really be that short-sighted, can they, Gary?
Well, here's what it is. It's wishful thinking. And they know a good portion of their supporters are low information. They don't pay attention to what's going on. And that's what they're hoping for. And that's why they push this fake hoax. Again, let's not forget, it's all on a premise of, this version of it, this latest version of it, with the Ukraine, of a whistleblower. The whistleblower didn't even
We're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into this whistleblower thing and what happens in 2024 and beyond. The next thing, because people are awake now, Gary, and we're not going to put up with this crap anymore here in the United States of America. We'll be back with Mr. Gary Byrne right after these important messages from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere. We're back on the Article 5 Hour. I'm J.D. Smith, your host. Thanks for joining us this fine Sunday afternoon from Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. And we were talking with Mr. Gary Byrne, and before the break, he mentioned the fake whistleblower, Ciara Mella. You're not supposed to say that name, Ciara Mella, Ciara Mella, Ciara Mella, Ciara Mella. And, Bongino was talking about this stuff on Friday in his podcast, and he exposed the fact that Ciara Mella was the one that signed in the Ukrainians signed up for a White House meeting in 2016 about the effects of the Hunter Biden being on the board of, yes, Burisma. And so this was on the radar screen as being an icky situation back then. So I wonder if we can put two and two together and say that Ciara Mella raised this stink about the president in order to cover up what's actually going on and who actually is the rotten, stinking, corrupt people in this whole mess. What do you think, Gary?
Well, you're exactly right. And here's the other thing. There's no whistleblower. There's really should be no investigation or impeachment because there's really no whistleblower because there was no crime. With this guy, again, like you just said, it stinks to high heaven. His connection with the previous administration.
This whistleblower, Gary, has no firsthand knowledge of anything that went on. The only witness that has first-hand knowledge was the ambassador, what was his name? I forget his name, the tall guy with a bald head. This guy here was their only material witness, okay? And when he was pressed, He admitted that everything about a quid pro quo was his opinion and his assumption, and that actually
exactly.
what President Trump said was the opposite. I do not want a quid pro quo. That is their star witness in this impeachment case.
Right.
So, you know, anybody that has a just even a small amount, and I mean just a tiny amount of common sense, knows that these are lying, stinking, corrupt, lots of words I can't say without violating FCC, you know, guidelines. So
right.
I'm so fired up about this stuff. I have to apologize to the audience and to you, too. I have not been able to watch more than about 10 minutes of this crap with Adam Schiff and company about this. Because I already know what they're going to say before they say it. Why you listen to 22 hours of the same lies over and over again? There is nothing new. All they're doing is manufacturing lies. And you know, I already know all the lies because they've said them all before. Now, in 2 hours, yesterday, the president's team blew apart their entire case. Into little bitty teeny pieces. And there's more of that to come. And now that I might watch. Go ahead.
No, you're right. And here's the thing. That's one of the reasons they're not going to call any witnesses, which means it's even more of a hoax than what it was, is because they can't produce a whistleblower with any – there's nothing to tell. And this, and the, what else would come out, I guarantee you, because this is the way these Democrats – work, this goes all the way back to my experiences with the Clintons, is this guy was manufactured. And they prepped him, and they promised him, and they guaranteed him as best they could that nothing would happen to
him. The Obama-Clinton cabal. Because they're both in cahoots with each other. I guarantee you that.
They'll say anything to get what they want. Don't forget, when you know years ago when I got caught up in President Clinton's impeachment, one of the first things they tried to do in the beginning of the investigation before the people in the Justice Department realized that Bill Clinton was actually behaving like that all the time and before they knew there was DNA evidence, they tried to make it look like myself and one of the other males in the uniform division were actually having the affair with Monica Lewinsky.
I remember that.
So you know, I've seen it, been there, and watched them try to do it to other people. They'll say anything, and you know, and then here we have this president who is this upstanding guy who's doing a great job. And again, he's not taking a paycheck.
Listen, he's not perfect.
I challenge you to
show me someone on this little blue ball that is, other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is long left us and hopefully comes back soon. Let me tell you, but I gotta say, Donald Trump is the right man for the right job at the right time. And I gotta say, all these egomaniacs that think that Donald Trump is stupid, he doesn't get it. What kind of an inflated ego of an individual does it have to be to think they're smarter than Donald Trump? Here's a man who not only made $10 billion on his own brain power, but he beat an ensconced 250-year-old political system at their own game without listening to any advice from anybody. Now, that's close to a political genius, if you ask me, but who am I? You know, I'm just adding two and two and coming up with four instead of all this other crap we're being fed, Gary. And one other thing, the second reason there won't be any witnesses, other than the very well laid out that you and I both did on they can't take the testimony from witnesses, is they will no longer be able to cry foul that it wasn't a fair process when the president gets acquitted at the end of next week. They want this over with no witnesses, even though they keep saying they want witnesses. That's not really what it is. That's how they play Kabuki theater. What they want is no witnesses. They want it over with, the president acquitted, so they can say, see how unfair the Republicans is. You better put us back into office so we can impeach him again. That's their plan, and that's why we as Republicans have to, in spite of the very undesirable percentage of people we have in the Republican Party right now and have for a long time, we still need to gain power in the House of Representatives so that they can't ruin the second term of Donald J. Trump, where he can be unleashed and actually drain the swamp. Your comment, sir.
No, you're absolutely right. And the The one thing that that always occurs to me about the president is, like you said, he's not perfect, but he's the perfect guy for this job at this time. And these people are terrified of him. The Bidens and again, how in the heck, in what world are we living in where four members of Congress, children, can be working for the same energy company in the Ukraine and there's nothing shady about it? How is that possible? Find some other place on the planet where there's four members of Congress, your family members, that are working in another country for an oil company, and they have no background in the oil industry.
Well, like my 9-year-old granddaughter said, it's obvious that they're lying.
Yes.
Okay? It's obvious. Anybody with just a lick of common sense. Sometimes the innocence of children is an actual advantage because they haven't had decades of propaganda thrown at them, so their reasoning process hasn't been skewed by that thing. But you know the other phenomena, Gary, is the abject hatred for Donald Trump. I'll never understand it because I've had mixed feelings about Donald Trump's personality over the decades. There's times that I loved him and times that I couldn't stand him. But one thing's for sure, he beat them at their own political game and became president of the United States. And since he did that, he's done everything he said he was going to do. That's unprecedented in all of American history.
Right. His biggest critic in politics are the people that he ended up crushing. Of course, the Clintons are going to be his biggest critic. Obama's going to be his biggest critic, or Obama's, Obamaites, the people that worked under him, because he crushed them too. When he beat Hillary Clinton, he beat Barack Obama, he beat John McCain, he beat 16 other
And he beat the never-Trumpin' Republicans. Once again, Gary Byrne.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us here on the Article 5 Hour this afternoon. We'll be interesting to get your commentary in the future on these subjects and more. Thanks a lot, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you again.
All right. That's Gary Byrne, everybody. May God continue to bless the United States of America. I'll be back next week with another edition of the Best Hour in Radio, the Article 5 Hour. Until then, let's keep making America great again. God bless. I'm coming home, honey.